This is episode 19 of ActorCast on the importance of creating your own work. Hello, actors, and welcome to another episode of ActorCast. As always, thank you so much for taking your precious time to tune in to ActorCast and to educate yourself on the best practices that actors can be doing to elevate their careers. In this episode, we are talking about the importance of creating your own work. I know that you've heard it before, but you are going to hear it again. It is so important for actors to create their own work, to create their own projects, to showcase who they are as actors. So why is this so important? This is so important because when you create your own work, you are in control of the narrative. You are in control of how you are presenting yourself, and you are in control of the project. This is huge because normally when you are going out on auditions, whether you are going into the room before COVID or whether you are auditioning online in the COVID days and perhaps after, you are at the whims of the casting assistant, casting director, the director, whoever is in the room watching you perform. It's out of your control. You can control your preparedness. You can control your perspective on the character. You can control your decisions and choices that you make when you're in the room performing as your character. But once you leave the room, it is in their hands. It is in somebody else's hands. And because there are hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people auditioning for one role, the likelihood that you will get that role is very, very slim. Now, it does happen. It is common for, of course, actors to audition for roles and then they get the role. And of course, it's very exciting when that happens. And then you have the opportunity to meet and collaborate with a wide variety of different professionals within the industry. But when you are simply an actor in someone else's project, while yes, it's great that you have that primary focus of just having to worry about acting, everything else is controlled by someone else. And because that likelihood of getting cast in the first place is so low, you don't want to be completely dependent on the various projects that you are auditioning for work. When you create your own work, you give yourself the opportunity to showcase yourself as an artist. Whether you write a one-man show, which is something that I have done in the past, whether it is writing a web series or perhaps writing a play, and even if you aren't a writer or you don't feel comfortable in that role, finding someone else to collaborate with to write the thing that you want to star in is so important. Because when you take control, when you are proactive in creating work for yourself, that is really going to resonate with people within the industry. Even if what you create isn't anything that is groundbreaking or super amazing, the fact that you have a project that you worked on, that you produced, that you potentially directed and wrote and starred in, that is a project that you are going to be able to have in your portfolio. It's going to be something you could have on your resume. And that's going to be something that everyone else sees, that you took action, that you perhaps, like so many other actors, were not getting the roles that you were auditioning for. And so you took matters into your own hands and you created your own work. Not only this, but when you create your own work, it gives you the opportunity to work on something, perhaps a story or a subject matter that you are very passionate about, that you feel is very important. Perhaps it could be the reason that you decided to pursue acting, is that you get to work on something that is meaningful to you. I think that all of us as actors have auditioned for projects before that we weren't really too excited about, but because it was an acting job, we auditioned for it anyway. But that is not the case when you are creating your own work. When you create your own work, it is something that is meaningful to you, or at the very least is something that you are having fun with, that you are excited about, that makes you laugh, that allows you the opportunity to have a good time. Once you create your own work, as I mentioned before, it is something that you can share with people. It's something that you can spread around. It's something that you could say, okay, I made this. It started as something, just an idea in my head, and I brought it into fruition. I brought it into reality. And aside from the fact that that could work wonders for you when it comes to your career within the entertainment industry, it also works wonders for you as an artist. In that process of creating your own work, you learn a lot about who you are as an actor, also who you are as a technician, as a sound designer, as a director, a producer, and it also educates you a lot on where your strengths lie, what things or roles you might prefer over others. You might decide when you're working on your own project that you really love directing. You've discovered that you have this passion for directing that you wouldn't have recognized or realized had you not created your own work. And so that opens just this whole world of opportunities for you that you might not have thought possible otherwise. Creating your own work also gives you the confidence in pursuing other work in your acting after the fact. When you create your own work and then you perform it, and there are people who are actually interested in watching whatever it is you created, even if it's just one or two or just a small handful of people, there is value in that. There is value in what you have created as an artist. It's something that you could put your name on and then have with you for the rest of your life. As I mentioned before, even if it's not this groundbreaking, amazing thing that you've created, it is still something that you have created. And so this is why it's so important to create your own work, is that it allows you to grow and develop as an artist. It gives you something to add to your portfolio, something that you made that no one else did that is specifically unique to you. It allows you to pursue a subject matter and content that you are passionate about, that you are excited about, and that you could have fun with. And then it also gives you something in your portfolio to show to casting directors, producers, others working in the industry that will really see your project as a vessel for you being proactive in your career and for you taking your career seriously. So if you have an idea for a project, write it down, start brainstorming, figuring out how you can make it a reality. If it's a short film, a play, a web series, whatever it may be, I want to encourage you to see it through. And I can guarantee that you will have no regrets after the fact. You will learn so much about yourself as an artist, as an actor, as a performer, that even if you decide that you never want to do a project of that scale ever again, you'll be so thankful that you did. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of ActorCast. You can head to actorcast.fm and leave us a review to let us know what you thought of this episode. If you haven't already done so, sign up for our newsletter to get the latest and greatest information on upcoming guests, showcases, and much more. You can also become a member of ActorCast by going to actorcast.fm and clicking the membership tab. As a member of ActorCast, you'll gain access to exclusive content, including bonus episodes, access to our private online community, and live sessions with yours truly. I look forward to catching you all in the next episode, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out and create.